What is up, everybody? It's so good to be fucking back, man. Damn, it's been forever. So, I've been gone for like the past, fuck, it feels like a week. I'm not even exactly sure how many exact days it's been, right? But I know it's been miserable. I could say the least. Like, this has just threw my entire routine off, right? So, Jax chewed my mic up, man, like a few days ago, right? Chewed my mic up. So then I had to order another mic. I was pissed, blah, blah, blah. So I ordered another mic off Amazon. I ordered it on like Thursday. It didn't get here till yesterday night. So, you know, that fucked me up, man. Like, I was screwed because remember when I first bought the mic, the reason I first bought the mic is because he chewed up my headphones that had the mic attached. So that's when I got the mic, upgraded myself, you know, got the Lavier mic, and then he chews up the damn Lavier mic. So that it had me out of the water, you know what I'm saying? But I'm back in the water now, man. Got my mic, I'm feeling good. Me and Jax are out here walking, getting barked at by this dumbass dog. I hate that fucking dog. I don't know why he always barks like that, but whatever. And it's just been a good fucking day, dude. I got a lot of shit that's been going on in the work since we've talked, man. Like, actually today I'll be signing up my 7th eBay automation client so far. I'm fucking stoked about that. It's insane how fast that's growing. I'm actually dropping my own line of CBD oil here very soon. My brand is going to be 6K CBD. So be looking for 6K CBD to be in, you know, stores near you, hopefully pretty fucking soon. So that's all going on in the works. I've been busy, you know, talking with growers and farmers and manufacturers, people to see, you know, how I can end up getting that as cheap as possible. Because, of course, that's my goal with this, is to deliver CBD products at affordable prices to the fucking whole world. You know what I mean? So, or as many people as we can. We have our feet in the water with that all the way, full-fledged. I've already got a $10,000 investment. So, you know, we have the money we need to get it started. And we're about to really take off with that here soon. I have my label is actually already in development. I have one deal already kind of like we've agreed on a deal pretty much. So pretty much as soon as I get my label made or designed, not really made, but as soon as I get my label designed, I mean, we'll be in production. So that's really fucking great. And I'm really excited about that because it's just going to help a lot of people. And that's my main goal. And then, you know, for people that decide to sell our products, it's going to be in a margin where they can make decent money, you know. So it's going to be a win-win-win. I'll be letting you guys know more about that as I know more. Like I said, right now we're just in the designing stage, just trying to get our look together. You know what I'm saying? We got to know how we're going to look. That way we can market our product. So everything's been going, man, right on track, right on order. It's just I haven't been able to fucking tell you guys about shit because I haven't been able to fucking, honestly, I haven't been able to be on social media too much because I've been busy as fuck talking back and forth with so many people trying to get all this shit put together. And then my fucking mic was fucked up, so I didn't have my normal time that I take out just to tell you guys what's going on was fucked because all I would have is my phone with no, I had no headphones, you know what I mean? I didn't just want to go buy another shitty set of headphones. I figured I'd just wait on another good mic to come in. Whatever. I'm back now. We're back now, bro. We're still in good spirits, me and Dallas. We've still been doing really well. We haven't really fell back into our bullshit. Like I said, I've been a little more busy lately. But I've also been giving a lot of my quality time to my family and my wife. So, like I said, that's been going well. I guess my work-life balance is fucking pretty good. Especially since I haven't been able to do my podcast. That gave an extra, you know, extra hour or so every day. So I just pretty much been giving that back to them. So if you wonder what I was doing with my break, I was just spending time with my family, man. We went to we ended up going to this place called, what was it called? It was some kind of cavern. I forget the name of it, but it was only like 45 minutes away from us. And it's like, you go super deep, right? It was like 100 and something feet down or some shit like that. Something crazy. And you're just walking through this huge cave, man, and there's people all in there coming, you know, people are going back and forth. You got to like get up against the wall to let people by. And I was just, you know, as I was going through it, I was like, damn, this is life. You know, this is just like life, you know, like you're just squeezing up against the wall trying to get past the next person. You know what I mean? You're just, it's always a tight fit, but you're getting through it. You know what I mean? And if you just stay right up against the wall doing what you're fucking supposed to, you can slide on through the cave. You know what I'm saying? But if you fucking turn your shoulders and think you're just going to do it your way, and just walk straight through the cave, you're just going to bump into people. You see what I'm saying? And it's going to take you so long to get through the cave, and I would already slid right past you because I'm going with my shoulders, you know what I'm saying, both of them are against the wall. So boom, I'm going right down alongside of you guys while you're trying to go straight down through the middle. You see what I mean? And it just opened my eyes up to some shit, like, you know, like I try to get a lesson in everything I do, I guess. And that really gave me one, man. It opened my eyes. I was like, damn, so this is exactly like what people do through life. They think that they just have it, so they just want to walk straight through this fucking trail, and they can't. You know what I mean? People, they're getting by. I was coming up to people, and they'd be like, oh, man, we can't. How are we going to get through here? And I would just be like, turn. Just turn and walk past me. You know what I'm saying? And they just wasn't getting it, and it clicked, bro. And I was like, that's life. People are doing the same shit in life, and they're just not getting it. They're just not getting that you just have to follow a couple of formulas, a couple of directions, you know what I'm saying? And the life you always dreamed of is possible. You know, getting to the end of the cavern is possible. You know what I mean? Getting back up the cavern is possible. You just have to do it the correct way, right? And the same with anything else. That's how I'm able, you know, that's how I was able to, you know, score this funding without much pitching. You know what I mean? Really, this funding came to me. He came to me and pitched me on, hey, I want to send you money so we can do this. And I was like, you know what? Great. Great idea. And then here we are, 6K CBD. I literally came up with that name before I went to sleep because the guy I'm talking about, the first deal we ever made, our first agreement was he was going to pay me $6K a month. So now we're 6K CBD. You like that? I mean, he was like, that's so random, but it sounds pretty legit. And I was like, yeah, man, and it's really going to be something I can stand behind. I can see that. You know what I mean? That's true. I'm not making that up. We are 6K CBD. That's where we started from. So it makes me feel good. I'm very excited about it. I'm sure you can feel my enthusiasm, however you say the shit. But even Jack seems excited this morning. He's took like two shits, a couple pisses. He's doing good. I mean, damn. We went and stayed in a hotel the other night too, because there was like a huge tornado warning coming like all through Mississippi and all that shit, and it was supposed to hit like directly all of Birmingham or whatever. So we were like, fuck that. We went and stayed in Hoover at a hotel because, you know, I was like, you know, I'm worth $100. If that's all it takes to, you know, possibly save our life, whatever, let's do it. Of course, the weather, man, we're wrong. And we didn't even get hit. But, you know, whatever. I felt safer that night, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have wanted to, you know, we live in a trailer. So it's not very good to be in if there was a tornado, you know, so that's why. And it was pretty fun, man. Jax hated it, though. I had to pay like an extra $15 just to let Jax come. And then they gave us like a wood floor room. And I was like, oh, great. So you charged me $15 extra more and I don't even get a soft carpet. And I was like, oh, I love it though, man. I'm in business too. And he just laughed. It was the older Arab guy. He knew what the fuck he was doing. He gave us the shittiest room he had. But it is what it is. Our dog pissed all over the fucking room. He was freaking out the whole time. He was like, I guess he's never been in something that's like a room that small. So he did not like that shit at all. He's not going to be a very good vacation dog. Probably have to get him boarded, you know, like at a, you know, vets and shit. They'll like watch your dog for the day, and it's usually like, I think it's like $10 a day here or something. So next time we do something like that, I'll just let him go there and hang out with some other dogs and shit for the day. They got like a huge room. They just kind of like let them play in for the day. And that's what I'll just let him go there, man. He was stressed the fuck out in that hotel room. It was not his vibe at all. He didn't like it. He was like, what the fuck is this? I can't even get outside. And then the balcony was like small, right? So I was trying to get him to go on the balcony because he's just like sitting on the porch and like sitting in the cool air because he's fucking really furry, right? So he's hot as fuck. And so I like opened up the balcony to like let him go out there and see if he would enjoy it. And he was scared to fucking death. Wouldn't even go on the balcony. He thought he was going to fall or something. I feel like it was pretty funny, I thought. But yeah, man, other than that, that's pretty much been it. Except for just basic normal life. Fuck me doing my eBay shit. Filling orders. You know, listing products. Product research. Talking with clients. Figuring out shit like that. You know, of course, I've been... only have one active student right now, actually, that's like... still getting daily trainings, pretty much. And most of my other students pretty much have they've already got my knowledge, I guess you could say, or they've got enough of it to where they're either using it and they're happy and they just come ask me questions when they need them, or they, you know, some of them are just not using it, you know what I mean, just not doing anything, and that's okay. either which way. But like I said, I'm always here for my students, but I only have one right now that still actively trains with me every day, 4 o'clock. And he's a really cool dude, man. He's grew on me. He's like becoming one of my best friends because it's like I'm so busy all the time, and I don't really have time to talk to any of my friends every day. So the fact that every day I train him, he just became my friend because he's who I talk to every day. You know, he's my... we vent to each other, we talk, we've learned each other, and it's been pretty fucking fun. What's really cool about it is he's Colombian, so and he can speak English and you know, I guess Spanish, I think that's what they speak, but he can speak both, right? So after he learns, he can, you know, teach people from his country, and their minimum wage is like $200, so then I'm gonna have like a fleet of Colombian virtual assistants to help me run my eBay automation. You see how great that worked? And then he's going to be able to do, you know, automation for himself, man, to help some of his people. That's his goal. He's not even charging them. He just wants to do it for free and then split the profit with them. And I love the idea. I think it's amazing. And I see people think that I hate on people and I want to hold people back or like I don't want people to make it. No, bro. He got my Cyber Monday mentorship deal, $75. And daily I help him do his own automation for his clients. Only an hour. He gets an hour a day of my time. You know what I mean? For $75. People didn't jump on that deal, and I don't know why. People think I'm going to hate on them, and I'm not going to want to be with them. You see what I'm saying? For whatever their goal is, man. I don't care if you want to do what I do. You know? I'm going to charge you. I'm going to charge you to teach you, man. But I'll teach you. And I won't hold anything back just because I know you're going to do what I'm doing. I'll help you do it. See what I mean? Me and him been on Zoom. And I'm doing his, you know, his people's stores. Teaching them how anyways. You know, he's actually doing the clicking. But I'm telling him where to click. Pretty much. So, you know, guys, don't think that I hold my nuts on you guys and I don't want anybody else to make it. I just want to be the only one. I'm not going to be one of them guys. I'm not that entrepreneur. I'm the entrepreneur that for $250 will literally show you. You know, nobody else does it. Everybody's at least a grand for anything. And then most of it's like half the knowledge, like they don't give you what they're actually using and why their actual business is thriving, because they don't want competition for real. You see what I mean? And that's also why a lot of them even sell these courses, is because it knocks the competition down. If I can get you to buy this course for $1,000 to $5,000, the chances of you fucking making it, you know, if I don't give you $1,000 to $5,000 worth of knowledge, which really I feel like if you pay that much, you should get $100,000 worth of knowledge or $1,000,000. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm not that guy. Anyways, dude, I'll give you fucking everything I know for $250, and I'll do it every day of my life. So that's the guy I am. And then, of course, I do automation as well for the people that like everybody. It's not just like, even when I automation guys, I tell them what I'm doing, you know, so I'm not hiding anything from them. And just like I'm the only one that can do this. You have to pay me to do it. That's not what I'm here. That's not what I'm doing. That's not the clients I have either. You see what I mean? See, the clients I have, they know what I'm doing. They understand it all. They just don't want to do it. You know what I mean? It's easier for them. It's more beneficial for them to let me. It's beautiful for them. They don't have to work. You see what I mean? And a lot of people don't want to. You know, I've had people, honestly, I told them, I said, bro, I can teach you how to do every bit of this by yourself for $250, or I can do automation for you for, you know, six grand yearly and 30% of the profits. And he was like, oh man, automation sounds great. You know what I mean? Like, for some people, you know, they don't even want to hear about the mentorship. They don't want to learn it. You'll do it for me? Awesome. Great. So how do we start that? When do we sign up? You know, what do I do? Where's the contract? I want to look over that for a few days. Boom, boom, boom. Shit like that. And we just do it. Whatever they say. You know, whatever you want, sir. And that's why I love this business, man, because I can give them whatever you want, sir. You want me to do? I do. You want me teach? I teach. You know, I'm for real. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And it's so fun too, man. Honestly, like I like doing this shit. You know, so if they want me to do it for them, I enjoy doing it for them. If they want me to teach it, I enjoy teaching it. You know what I mean? It's fun to me, man. It's insane. I'm just really having a blast with my life. And then all you other guys, y'all know my background as far as like actually hustling, you know, in the streets, all that shit. So CBD. Dude, now I'm, what, that's legal drug dealing, you know, so of course, that's exciting to me. That I love that idea. It's actually a fucking healthy product, you know what I'm saying, to sell people, that actually helps people, you know, but I still get to do the hand-to-hand trade, you know. I still can get cash for this product. I can do what, you know, drove me for so long, and I like the idea of that. Putting that back into my life. I like the idea of that with a healthy product. You know? and I just know that because of that, I'm gonna fucking do very well. Because I enjoy it. As simple as that. You got to just find what you love, man, and let's go. If you're interested in helping me push the CBD products, just message me on Facebook, Dustin Pate. You can find me. I got like I got two regular pages and two business pages. One's Morning Walk with Dustin, one's Dustin Pate. And then my two Facebook pages are both just Dustin Pate. So you'll be able to find me. I'm on there everywhere. And just message me, man. We'll see what we can work out. And if you use CBD products, also message me and we can see what we can work out about possibly getting you a sample of one of my products once I have them on hand. Of course, they're not in my hand yet. Like I said, we're still in the designing phase of our labeling to actually see what we're going to look like. So after that, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, just also reach out to me the same way, and we'll get you a sample. Now, I'm only doing one sample per person, you know what I mean? It'll be enough for you to know if you like the product or not, if you actually use CBD oil, you know. And right now, we're looking at having 1,000 milligram bottles The actual milligram will be 1,142 milligrams per bottle. We're just going to sell them as 1,000, you know, so you get 142 milligrams pretty much for free, the way we're going to work it out. And we're going to work it out to where we're at least $20 cheaper than retail. So whatever the retail is for the area that we're selling in for 1,000 milligram bottles of CBD oil, like the average, we're going to beat it by $20. And then we're going to fucking be there. You know what I mean? And we're not going away. And we're going to be like, dude, we're going to hurt people's feelings because we got really good product. And I already have the lab results and shit, so I already know what's in it. It's fucking really good product. Like I said, we're finna put this label on this thing, and we're finna be gone, man. It's finna be another, at least 10, 15, 25 grand a month within the next 3 to 6 months, easily, just off CBD products. You know, every bit of profit we get, we're gonna start a new product. The gummies, fucking, we're gonna have it all. So we're gonna be a one-stop shop. It's gonna be so much fun, man. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with, though. Like, that's why I'm glad to be back vibing with you, back getting you back up in the morning, man. Back making your day better, man. I'm so excited to be here. It makes my day better. It makes me want to fucking go harder, because now I'm back going hard for the morning walk. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be a badass tomorrow, because they expect that. You know what I'm saying? They expect me to be ready for them. You know what I mean? They expect me to pick their ass back up when they fail. And I'm back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fixing to put my fucking mic up when I get home. That way Jax don't chew my shit the fuck up again. And we'll be back on the road. I'll be back tomorrow. And we're just gonna keep on rocking, you know, just like we are now, like I never left. This episode number 37, I'm fucking stoked about that. I know it should be like 40 something, but we ain't just gonna blame Jax. He's a puppy, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna chew shit up. He can't fucking help it. He's crazy. We got him a big ass crate too, though, after he chewed my shit up. That's another thing I forgot to tell you. I got him a crate, man, a big ass one. Paid like $80 on Amazon, and I swear it's about a $200-$300 crate. I got a good ass deal. It's huge. And every time we leave the house or like we're busy something, we can't really pay him much attention, we'll put him in there, and he's been doing really well. So, and nothing else been chewed up since. I can say that. So I'm fucking happy about that. I don't know how much Jax really likes it, you know what I mean? But at this point in my life, man, shit's real busy, man. We got a 2-year-old baby. You know, my wife's running around with that. Got her hair cut off like a chicken, you know what I'm saying? Every day. And then, you know, I'm running all these businesses, and I got all this shit going on. And I'm constantly always trying to get more business going on, you know what I'm saying? So we're just busy. So the crate was the best idea for us. It was like the only idea for us, honestly. Unless I was going to send him off to get trained with somebody. But honestly, I never had a dog this expensive, and I don't trust them. I don't know if they'll give my fucking dog back or what the hell, you know? So fuck that. I don't trust that. But yeah, we ain't finna do it. Simple as I can put it. But today will be what you make it, guys. Let's turn up, you know what I'm saying? Let's get out here and make today our bitch. Let's, you know, I'm fixing to get back in this house and go to work, son. I'm reaching out to more suppliers today also to see if I can get the price down anymore before I pull the trigger completely with the guy that I'm locked with right now. Especially while I'm waiting on the design to be put together anyways. Yeah, because while I'm waiting on that shit, I might as well see if I can get the price down, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, guys, I love each and every fucking one of you. You know, I watched my numbers keep going up even when I wasn't doing any new podcasts. So I appreciate you guys for fucking re-listening to old shit just to have something to hear. You know, while I was gone, man, that fucking meant the world to me. And I'll be back tomorrow, guys, I promise.